soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 24th, 2021. Truth is rare and perishing. And here we are in the greatest period of deception in world history. Truth is perishing in the land. Truth is becoming harder and harder to know. And there are specific reasons for this fact. Some will never notice or even care. And others will treasure it and seek it as hid treasure, for truly it is. Many have gone out into the world deceiving and yet being deceived. From false prophets, false teachers, and spokesmen are everywhere. Interestingly to note that the term false prophet is ancient and has been used for both secular and religious false speakers falsely leading. In other words, they misspeak and mislead. That's a false prophet. Much of the time, it's deliberate. But whether a person purposely deceives or does it ignorantly, the result can be the same by those being influenced by them. So take heed, consider it carefully, be on guard. These are basic admonitions from God, but yet largely unheeded. Censorship is underway. In the United States, while the laws are on the books for freedom of speech and expression, they are overrun by private enterprise. We see corporations, media, private organizations implementing the global government agenda right now in our day. I myself have had two very short videos recently removed by YouTube because what I stated was undeniably true and exposing with documented proof. And that is just not allowed. So, on one hand, we have censorship and deception underway as the world government is being set up. It's here. The false leaders of churchianity, including Franklin Graham, just this recent week, the son of the apostate Billy Graham, now dead, has said recently that Jesus himself would take the vaccine for COVID-19. He certainly would encourage people to take it, he's also reiterated. What a liar. He does not even know the real Jesus, that's for sure. He's just one iconic famous celebrity in the religious world, now identified with the agenda to bring the world into the snare. Graham said that people should trust the vaccine. Trust the vaccine? That's not a vaccine? Trust anything other than Jesus Christ himself? That's the problem. People will now discover how they are cursed for trusting in man. Whether they're doctors and drugs, or they're government officials, media personalities, corporate systems, and most importantly, the false church and its masters. They are leading the sheep into the slaughter. The only way to avoid this is to follow the good shepherd and reject the voice of the strangers, as Jesus tells us. The most important thing I wish to relay is while all these things are surety, and surely going on, it's a reality in the world today. The fact is that God himself has sent this as his righteous judgment. Why? Well, because people held back the truth in unrighteousness. That's in Romans chapter 1. They will not uphold the pure truth and nothing but the truth, but rather portray partial truth or downright hinder it altogether. Some will not tell the truth because it will expose their own darkness. Others have financial gains that could be undermined by being honest, and yet others have social bonds that would be broken by telling the truth. Therefore, they prefer these things rather than pleasing God and being totally truthful. God is the God of truth. His Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and Jesus is the truth. His Word is the truth. God's people in Jesus are to be a pillar and ground of the truth, worshiping God in spirit and truth. Do you see this? Look at the contradiction of organized, institutionalized churchianity. It's an abomination to God for all of its strange fire, false Christ, false leaders, hypocritical people, and false teachings. Nothing is new under the sun. They do insult to injury by being the builders of religion and selling its wares to the buying religious public. I respect Jesus, and I note his wrath that he displayed recorded in each gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as he drove out the ones buying and selling in the temple. Ultimately, God had the whole thing demolished by using the Romans in 70 AD, just as Jesus predicted, "Not one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down," Jesus said. Another reason why truth is perishing is because God is allowing it to be more rare. He either reveals to the humble, obedient children of God, or he conceals from the wise and prudent rebels. The hypocrites of ancient Israel had God shut their spiritual eyes and gave them spiritual slumber. There's a price to pay by mocking God. They think they got away with the wickedness they do in secret. They think God won't do anything. Oh, but they're wrong. He's risen up to judge right here and now, and he's closed down the operation of the churches by using the plotters of global governance in 2020. Do you remember? He had enough with the song and dance of religiosity, including their doling out monies to keep the show going. You can read all about it in Amos chapter 5. It's happened before. People should run and return to Jesus, who is the sole one good shepherd. They should recover from the corrupt religious system that is in the crosshairs of judgment from God. Jesus says he will thoroughly purge his floor from the chaff that clutters it. He will burn all the fruitless branches that have withered and no fruit of righteousness other than the polluted works that stem from a defiled mind and conscience. The real Jesus has eyes of fire. He knocks on the door of individual hearts. Will they respond to him or not? That is the question. But the clock is wearing out and will soon be no more. If a person wants the truth, they have to find it in the Lord. He is the one that gives it. He grants understanding and brings instruction. And we are to continue in his word to be his disciple, both the written word and the testimony of God and Jesus and the word of truth that he speaks by the Holy Spirit, and they perfectly agree. My sheep know my voice. Let him that has ears to hear what the Spirit says to the people of God. One of the most disturbing things to me is to see religious churchgoers that are not people of truth. They do not value truth. They do not seek it. They do not receive it or promote it. They only have a form of religiosity that is contradicted by how they live, speak, and lust after the world. God is not mocked. They can't fool the Lord, though they try so hard. And now we have them evidenced by how they tout the lying stories of pandemic and vaccine, even wearing masks and social distancing from others. They are stooges of unbelief. It's grieving. The only solace I can find in this reality of debauchery is that they chose the path they're on. They elected to follow men and women that are spiritually blind rebels right into the ditch of destruction. The apostasy's here. The delusion is everywhere. But the truth is rare to find. That's just the way it is. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.